I got involved in this re-piano project I want to do for Art Town, where we got a bunch of pianos together, and I got artists together, and they decorated and painted and added things onto these pianos. And I needed a place to do it all at. And I just went to Spencer and I said, "Hey, I want to do this in this building." It's a beautiful building. I mean, if you go in there at the right time of day, it really is magical. It's got these skylights in there. There was no overhead lights for us to work at night. But during the daytime, it was just phenomenal how the light would come in, and it looked like spotlights would be shining down all the time. So certain times of the day, your piano would be in the spotlight, and you could work on it. It was very interesting. Plenty of room to work. It's a free span building, so there's no posts in the middle, so you easily could drive trucks around or forklifts and do what you had to do. I've been opening up the older bars that were always open up there. I think that they're sort of the same guys are trying to struggle along. But this art project has given them new life, I think. I really believe that they see that that's a way that they can go in the future. Because after we did this re-piano project, Burning Man came by, at least a group of people, to build a temple there at the same site. And that brought a lot of energy to 4th Street. It's only happened once outside the Bay Area, and it happened in Reno last year. And they prefabbed it all here. It was the largest structure that was ever built on the playa, and we prefabbed it here at that same location. And now I'm really looking forward to see if we can get some more Burning Man artists in this area, and particularly on 4th Street again for this year's cycle.